Hey, freedom seeker. Let's face it, entrepreneurship takes a heavy toll on our minds and bodies. If we aren't careful, we can end up down and out before we even reach our goals. When I interviewed Carl Pradelli, the founder of Nature City, I knew I wanted to share his brand with you. Carl is meticulous about sourcing honest, quality ingredients. Unlike many big name supplement companies that cut corners to save costs, Nature City has never wavered from offering the highest quality possible. You need to take care of your body if you want to keep your business running, right? So head over to naturecity.com/freedom to see their full lineup of supplements. And while you're there, check out TrueMind. What I love about TrueMind is that it promotes sustained mental energy for up to 5 hours without a crash. It's exactly what you need to stay productive without the jitters. Keep your wits about you, friend. Keep your mind sharp. Go to naturecity.com/freedom and get 15% off your order today. That's naturecity.com/freedom. Welcome back, freedom seekers. And by that, I truly mean those of you who are seeking freedom. I just had such an interesting conversation with a client, and we got down this road where we were talking about his online digital product. And I said, you know, the one thing that's missing here is a recurring revenue stream, which would be great if you could do a membership, right? You guys have heard me talk about this. Memberships are so powerful. And he said, him and Han, and I totally got it. I totally understand the reason why there's him and Han in there. It's because of the commitment. How many of you listening to this right now, the reason you're not doing something like a membership is because you don't want to commit your time indefinitely? Boom. I know, because I honestly had the same feeling. It's often why I do coaching contracts in 90 days to 6 months. Because I love project work, because I could just like get it done and move on to the next thing. I do not like it when my time is promised to somebody indefinitely. I don't know where I'm going to be in a year from now, he said, because that is exactly the thing that was holding him back. So today, I'm going to talk to you about how you can develop a community that doesn't require you being invested long term. Okay, so let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey friend, it's Lindsay. Pause with me for just a second. You're listening to this podcast right now, and maybe you've listened to a dozens or hundreds of episodes. Maybe you've just even done all the things. You've bought the courses, bookmarked articles, joined the Facebook groups. All because you know you need reoccurring income. It's something that's been weighing on you for a while. You might have heard me talk about it, the someday dream. Well, we're going to make this the today action. It's time to get moving. And here's the thing. You've got all the information at your fingertips. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need any more information. You're drowning in information. What you really are starving for is clarity. Everybody in the world is teaching you what to build. And YouTube is full of how-tos, but nobody is helping you figure out which one fits your business, your lifestyle, your actual audience. Which model makes sense for you? How do you know if people are going to pay for it? Where do you even start? Those are not questions that another podcast episode can answer. You, my friend, need clarity, and that's what I created for you. It's a free guide. It's called Earn 5K per Month on Repeat. 5 simple steps that help you figure out what you should build to get that reoccurring income flowing. And it's not just what everybody else is building, it's what makes sense for your business. Because here's the truth. You don't need more information. You need to see your specific path forward. That is clarity. And that's what this guide does. So text the word freedom to 55444 and I will send it straight to you. Again, that's freedom to 55444. It's time to stop listening to all the things and start building. Okay, but definitely keep listening to this one episode, shall we? The point is, the next step is waiting for you in the guide. So take action, get that guide sent to you, and let's build something together. All right, back to the episode. All right, number one, you've got to realize something. Just because you start the community doesn't mean you have to be the face of it forever. And frankly, you don't have to be the face of it from day one either. This is the interesting piece. A lot of times as business owners, especially as a solopreneur, we are used to everything falling on our shoulders, right? From all the marketing is going to fall on my shoulders. Even if you are hiring an agency to do social media for you or marketing for you, they still need to meet with you. They still need to know the topics in your brain. They've got to know your style, your vibe. You've got to create content, videos, B-roll, etc. There is still a level of you that's going to be invested in that process. Okay, let's face it. If you decide to outsource and start scaling by hiring team, now you're a babysitter. It's the way it goes. No matter what, there's almost always a way that we're still tied to the business in some way, shape, or form, for the most part. And that is why, you know, doing something in a day-to-day action, when we can do it in our pajamas and we can do it without having to like, we could choose to show up at 6 a.m. or 2 p.m. or midnight, okay? That's the freedom that we think is considered freedom. Prove me wrong. We're all excited because we can do things when we want. And we could take the weekend off or the week off if we need to, or the day off if we need to or want to. But when we think about having a community, we think, oh man, I've got to show up every week or every month, whatever it's going to be. I got to get on Zoom. I got to send out the reminders. Oh my goodness, it's just like so much. And what if I don't want to? What if I want to take June off? What if I want to just pretend that I play hooky for once, you know? Let's face it. Those are like the best feeling days, aren't they, when your boss, you, gives yourself the day off? Heck yeah. Okay. Here's how you can implement a group membership that doesn't involve you. There's many ways, okay? So one way is if you've got a program where you can show up in their inbox. So for example, with this client, that was the one suggestion that I gave him because he is he's a sales coach, or he does a fractional sales management, and in the past has done sales coaching, but he doesn't want to do that as much right now, for the simple reason of the time for money exchange, right? So I said, well, could you show up in their inbox? Could you be like their cheerleader who's sending them a weekly rah-rah meeting in their inbox, like a video from you, a quick power tip, etc.? And he's like, yeah, I could. And I said, look, you can create the content. You could batch the content. You could have an assistant send it out and schedule the content, get the people engaged with an email back and just fire off emails. You still have that flexibility of responding and creating the content on your time, your schedule, when you feel like it, rather than that obligation of, oh, it's Wednesday. My gosh, my son has a basketball game and I want to be there for this time, but I've got this meeting scheduled, right? Yeah. So you don't want to have that. So you could just create the content and send it in an email series. Now, granted, that's probably not going to be as high value price-wise as, say, a live session, but it's still valuable, okay? And this is really no different than like a Patreon or a Substack or, you know, private YouTube channel or a private podcast, okay? You're literally just showing up. It's this accountability piece that you're giving them as a boost in their inbox each week, okay? That's number one idea. Number two idea, you want to take it to that next level. You want people to show up in live action, okay? We're not going to do just a digital format. We want to be making our members come live, because I mean, that is showing themselves commitment. That is true accountability, is making that time to get there. Now, on that note, what if instead you have interns? Interns is another great way. Now, in his case, he has a proprietary methodology that his hesitation was, oh golly, I don't know if somebody else could teach what I do my way, right? He's been doing it a long time. He has a very solid approach that is very effective. And he's not interested in having some buddy who's got some generic or vanilla type of teaching to come in and represent him and his brand. So I suggested that they have to come in and pay to be an intern, where he then teaches them his proprietary methodology and certifies them to then be a trainer. In exchange, if they pay, then there's no exchange, but if they come and he does that for free, then the exchange is that they manage the community, you know, for X period of months, time, etc. That's an idea. You guys got to get creative here. You know, maybe the intern does it for, you know, 3 months and then you pop back on. So, by the way, you're going to want to stick around to the end because idea number four is, I think, the best and the best for somebody who wants to truly build an asset to sell. But next is idea three. Idea three says, choose the months you want to show up. If your kids are busy in school, you know, during the springtime, January, February, March, you want to take the summer months off? Well, consider a couple options. Set up guest experts to come in during those times and host a training, a bonus training, or have your have somebody in your group host the meeting. There's a group, there's Smart Passive Income. Dustin Heiner, he was on the podcast years ago. He's got his program now set up to the point where when you sign up for one of his trainings, it's rarely Dustin actually doing the training. It's almost always one of his students. So you get one of your clients or one of your students to come in and host the meeting for those 90 days, those three meetings or whatever it is, and you come back into then plug back in when you're fresh, okay? So you can set it up strategically so that you get to pick and choose which meetings you're going to show up to. So therefore, you don't have to have the mindset of always. And if you're worried about the last minute, like my son needs a doctor's appointment or whatever, you can always have one of your team members or assistants or previous clients or clients be on standby to help you. Just have the conversation. Hey, if I ever have a last minute problem, can you jump in and help me out if I can't be there? That just gives you that peace of mind to say, okay, I can do this. I can do this membership thing. It's not going to require me being there 20, you know, every single time. I've got an out. I've given myself a way out. Okay. The last idea is for those of you who want to scale this membership so that it's not built around you, first of all, and second of all, so that it could be sold, because that is truly freedom. When you have a business that doesn't require you and you can exit, then you are in the real freedom zone. Okay. All right. So going back to the certification idea earlier, I mentioned this client has a proprietary methodology. He could certify an intern. So instead of an intern, you could certify anybody, your clients, like whoever's gone through your academy, maybe whatever it is you do. Like, are you a health and fitness coach? Do you have a proprietary methodology for how you do health and fitness? You can build Buddha Belly. Look up the Buddha Belly. Golly gee, I cannot think of the name of the lady who runs that. Let me look it up really quick. Okay, I looked it up. The website, for those of you that are now curious, is buddhabellylife.com. I ran into the founder, Brittany, at an event here in Coeur d'Alene. And what I was inspired by her story, was how she developed a proprietary methodology, and she calls it the Buddha Belly, okay? It's a gut, brain, life, individual program. It's like a clear program that talks about this wellness, and it was based on her journey. Those of you in the health and wellness space, I know for a fact, almost all of you got into this because of your own health journey, your own health crisis, okay? You found a way to get healthy. Now you can create a methodology around that. And now if you go to her website right now, thebuddhabellylife.com, you can get certified to be a Buddha Belly coach. How fun. So back to my whole concept. If you're doing a membership, you get the people who've come in to do the certification, and now they also have the chance to work with you on your team as a coach or a pod leader. Let's call it a pod leader. So now you get your B2C clients to come in And these are the people who want the coaching. And you put the membership together. You're selling your membership. They meet with their pod coach for, you know, once a week, once a month, whatever your situation calls for. But instead of meeting with you, they're meeting with one of your certified representatives, okay? Now you might be asking yourself, why in the world would someone pay to get certified and then want to work for me? Let me tell you something. Because building a business is not easy and very few people can do it. More importantly, very few people actually want to do it. You, my friend, are the exception to the rule, okay? That is why you are here. So I am saying this to tell you that it would bring people great joy to be able to be certified and then to pay it forward and get paid in the process. Your membership would have to offset the cost of their time. But you're not going to, they're not employees, they're subcontracted people, and you're just going to pay them for managing, you know, 4 meetings a month or whatever the case may be, and they're going to coach based on your program. That money is coming from your membership. You're taking the risk. You're taking the responsibility of driving the traffic to the membership. And therefore, when you pay them a fraction of what you're getting, it's a fair deal because you expended the expense and the risk to market to the end user, okay? And that was something they weren't willing to do. And that is why that works. And more importantly, why that works is because now you have a functional system, a sellable asset. You can then take that to market and say, hey, we have, you know, X number of subscribers. I have this many subcontractors already certified. This program sort of runs on its own with the ad program that I have going. Now it is worth some real money. Okay. So that is how you can run a membership community, the leader all the time. Okay. So I hope that was helping. Hope that helps. I wanted to give you some real freedom nuggets today. So if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe and follow the show and share this episode. Share it with somebody else that you know who's been thinking about running a membership or has a membership and they're burning out. This is a great way for them to scale their membership and not lose it. All right. Thanks for tuning in this week. Until next time. Bye for now.